This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is exactly 6:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. And we're moving on to our next story, which is a landmark case. So I think very often on the show we use the word precedence and yes, landmark case, and it doesn't always impact our daily lives, but this one really, really does, because it is in relation to all those times that you've parked a car in a parking lot and you pass the sign that says park at your own risk, and you wonder, I wonder what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I personally, whenever I see that, I feel less confident, because it makes me, you know, completely liable for anything that happens to my car. And I think it's unfair, especially if I'm paying, right, for the parking. What if I lose my valuables, or worse, my car goes missing?
Well, that, and you're not there. So, you know, you're responsible for something, but you weren't there. All right, so the Court of Appeals, to come to this whole landmark case, the Court of Appeals recently made a landmark ruling that might encourage parking lot owners to make these spaces safer.
Yeah, so the background to this is that in 2016, a French citizen rented a car from Eurorent and parked it in a parking lot owned by Sunway Parking Services. A few hours later, he realized that his car had been stolen. The thief had left by tailgating another vehicle, and the barrier was too slow to stop them.
So this prompted Eurorent to sue the management for negligence, as they didn't take steps to prevent the theft. And so the Court of Appeals ruled that the management was in fact responsible for ensuring the car's safety, since the driver, to your point earlier, had paid the parking fees, you know, for parking his car there.
Yep. And the court didn't accept the management's argument that vehicles are parked solely at the customer's own risk, and they've ordered Sunway Parking Services to pay 117,000 ringgit in damages.
So I think it's important to note here who actually brought the case. So it's Eurorent, which is the service from which the car was rented. So it's not actually the person, an individual who had their car stolen. It was a rented car. And I bring that up simply to say that it's interesting, because in this case, it is the pressure of one company to another. So I wonder whether, for individuals, would they have similar levels of resources and kind of tenacity, I suppose, to pursue this?
That's fair. I think that's a fair point. But I think that in a way, the ruling is comforting, right? Because now,
for sure,
now there's, again, that word, that there's precedence. We may not see the effects of this for a while. For all you know, I could still see that park at your own risk sign a few months from now, and still feel the same way I do. But I'm just curious as to whether businesses will actually take this as a sign and make improvements, or whether they'll just brush it off, because the challenge was filed by a company, right, not an individual.
The amount of nightmare stories I've heard from people to do with season parking, to do with having parked in any variety of places, it's not specific to office buildings or anything that. You do hear a lot of stories about safety issues, about people feeling safe even. Mm. So I think this is an interesting one to discuss. We're going to be speaking after this with lawyer Niu Sin Yu. But in the meantime, let us know what you think. I mean, have you ever wondered about that sign, the whole park at your own risk thing? Have you ever had to contest it? Do you feel that your car is safe, in places like that? You can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 6:15 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Hezril. We're talking today about a landmark decision that essentially held a parking lot provider, a parking lot management responsible for a car that had been stolen. So we want to talk about that in a bit more detail. And we also want to hear from you and any questions you might have. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're crossing over now to lawyer Niu Sin Yu. Sin Yu, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so I wanted to start with the phrase at the customer's own risk, because I feel like that's the main thing here. Does placing it on a sign at entrances around the car park, does that automatically mean that the management or security isn't responsible for what might happen? You know, what kind of power or authority do these signs have?
Well, let's take a step back. When we talk about the liability of a car park operator for car thefts, it usually boils down to the nature of relationship between the car owner and the car park operator. Generally, two types of relationship could arise. The first is a lease, where the car owner leases a space from the car park operator to park the car but retains possession and control of the car. So if I lease a space for a few hours, I keep the car keys and no one have control over the car except for me. The second relationship is a bailment, where the car owner puts the custody of the car in the hands of the car park operator for a specific purpose, and the car park operator must then deliver the car back to the owner when the purpose is accomplished. So a situation could be a valet, where I give up a custody of my car to the car park or valet operator, and I am given a ticket. The car park operator is required to deliver the car back to me when I present the ticket again. When it is a lease, the car park operator would not be liable for car theft because there is no obligation on the car park operator to deliver the car. But when it is a bailment, the car park operator would be liable for car theft because he is unable to deliver the car back to the car owner. That's a very general and simple example of those two relationships. In practice, sometimes the line between the two relationships can be quite blurry. So to answer the question, having a sign of parking at your own risk is just one factor in determining whether it was a lease or it was a bailment, and whether the management of the car park is responsible for the car. What's important is that we have to look at the totality of the evidence rather than on any single fact. Even with such a sign or a clause on the ticket saying that the car park operator will not be held responsible, a car park operator could still be held liable if it is found that the nature of the relationship is one of bailment. I suppose, you know, the two facts which sticks out in the recent case is that the parking fee was paid before parking the car, and the Pinnacle, where the car was parked, seems to be a high-end corporate tower, which reasonable car park security for that type of premise could be expected. I'm sorry, there's no straightforward answer because it really depends on the many variables in a case.
Right, and let's unpack this relationship. Right, the judge in this particular case said that a Bailey relationship exists between the customer and the parking operator. Could you explain that relationship to us, and perhaps what are other examples of Bailey relationships?
If I give you possession of my handphone, for example, or any other property like my laptop or my car for a specific purpose, say, for example, for a repair, I am still the owner of the handphone or whatever property that I've given to you. But you now have possession and custody over it. I expect the handphone to be returned to me after repair. So under the law, a bailor and bailee relationship is created. I am the bailor and you are the bailee. And if you fail to return my handphone or whatever property that I've given to you back to me, you would be in breach of the bailment. The bailee voluntary accepts responsibility that comes along with the possession and the custody of that property. So that's a very very simple and very general explanation of what that relationship is.
Now, I wanted to also talk about whether this changes at all if you are a seasoned parker and you've signed a contract with the phrase on it as opposed to merely sort of passing a sign.
Not necessarily. Even if you are a seasoned parker and your contract has this phrase in it, the car park operator could still be held liable if the facts show that the operator has sufficient possession or control over the car. you really have to look at the facts. How much was the fee paid? How did the car park operator present it itself? Whether the contract contains security measures to be taken by the car park operator, the nature of the car park itself, whether it is in a private office block with restricted access or it's a residential. So leaving the car at a car park could still create a relationship of bailment, even if it is involuntary on the part of the car park operator.
Right, and you've mentioned, Sinyu, the payment of the parking fee, right? How does being a paying customer of a parking lot change the relationship and rules?
It doesn't really, because the only difference is the length of the parking and the rates. The very nature of the relationship itself doesn't change. So it doesn't really change the relationship and the rules. It's still the same.
Mm. And if we look at evidence then, would certain kinds of evidence carry more weight when it comes to determining the outcome for cases like this? I'm thinking here of the availability of CCTV recordings.
Yes, it would, because a standard of care, assuming it's a bail or bailee relationship, a standard of care is imposed on the bailee. I think most car parks would at the very least be expected to have basic security features such as CCTV recordings, fencing, guards, monitored and restricted access and exits. So it really depends on how the bailee, which is the car park operator, had assumed such responsibility on itself when it made available its services to the bailor or the customer in our case.
And what kind of losses are covered by this? If something happens, can we sue for items stolen from the car, or if there's a scratch on the car and so on?
Yeah, a scratch of the car is always a big problem, isn't it? But no, as much as I would like to, I don't think a car park owner can be liable for a scratch on a car unless it's a valet. For items that have been stolen from the car, like a laptop, I don't think so as well, because even though a bailment, I keep using that word, the bailment is created over the car, but it does not necessarily mean that it includes every item in the car, especially if it is an item that is not usually or customarily left in the car. And I think, we all should know better to not leave any valuables in the car.
So we pay for parking in a variety of spaces, right? We pay for street parking, for instance. Who can we hold liable if damages or losses happen in a street parking setting or maybe even a residential parking?
Well, for street parking, there would be no bailee or operator that is responsible for the parking space, which you could say that you had given possession or custody of your car to, so no one would be liable. But it's less clear in a residential parking. I suppose it would depend on the type of residence. If it's an apartment, then maybe the joint management board. But, it's really debatable. But I think it would be difficult to say that the JMB would be. If it's, for example, a landed property, then again, it's not very clear if anyone has possession or custody over your car except for yourself, really. So, no, I think cases like this, it's quite difficult when there's no operator per se.
Right, but just to check, if I were paying parking, presumably it would go to a city council, right? In most cases, that's where it would go. So the relationship wouldn't extend in that area?
I think in that kind of situation, it's clearer that there is no possession over and control, because the city council, if it's an open space car park, which we are talking about here, you would just park your car at the box that is given, and then you would put some, I don't know, coins into the meter. And then, you know, you would have to come back to your car once time has run out or before time has run out. So there is no one where they are responsible for that particular box, except for finding you, of course, when you have parked over your time. But it cannot be compared to a situation where you are in a closed-door parking, where there are railings around, there are guards, there are security features, there's an automatic ticketing machine, and you would assume that it's safer to park in that type of premise because it's more expensive and there are security features there as compared to parking in the open space, for example. So again, it goes back to who has possession and control over the vehicle when you are away. In an open space parking, there isn't anyone really. So no, the local council, I don't think, would be liable.
Mm. Right. And given what we've discussed this evening, Sinyu, what do you think should be the guidelines for running a car park?
I think the most important thing really is to get insurance after this case. And I think generally we should get insurance for our cars. But I think car park owners, it's important, even if, you know, there is no bailment, even if they argue that it's just a lease, you're just leasing a car park space to the customer, I think it's important that there are guidelines to ensure that there are basic security features. And car park owners, it's not good practice for them to merely wash their hand clean and say that, no, you park at your own risk, and I'm not going to be responsible for anything that happens to your car. I think after this case, a certain degree of scrutiny is required on the security features by car park owners on themselves, really.
Sinyu, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, everyone.
That was lawyer Niu Sinyu weighing in on a landmark decision that basically saw a, a car was stolen.
Yep.
And a parking, the management of a parking area, parking lot, was found liable for it. So we've been asking you for your thoughts, and we do have one message.
Yep. So we've got an anonymous message that says, if the car park operator is paid a fee for using his premise, this is a contract between the operator and car owner. The operator has a duty to ensure the safety and convenience of car owners. Can hospitals then put up signs that say, get treatment at your own risk, or restaurants that have signed with, eat at your own risk? That's a fair point.
So we want to know what you think. We also want to hear if you have any nightmare stories from parking. Have you returned to a no car? Have you returned to a scratched car? Let us know. That number to call, 7733-2900. WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.